Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Due to a corporate restructure at S.H.I.E.L.D., Joel Dusha, former head agent, has been demoted, reshuffled, and forgotten about in a dusty office right next to the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier's back left engine. What's more, due to a paperwork mix-up, he now belongs to a brand new branch of the agency, Justified Offense Against Evil Life, or J-O-E-L. These are his adventures. Okay. 6 months prior, Agent Zamet, it's your first day on the helicarrier. You're a little unsure as to where you need to go, but there's like in this large kind of bridge area with massive windows that show you just cloud cover for miles and miles and miles. You're actually probably above the clouds at this point. You can see ahead of you there is a desk where you assume you need to go to find out where within this organization you will be placed.
Okay, cool. I guess I'll walk up to the desk.
Okay, a S.H.I.E.L.D. secretary of some kind looks up at you. Name?
Zamet.
Zamet, okay. She clacks away on her little sort of like computer screen. You can't see what she's typing. Joel?
Yeah.
She says?
Yeah.
I know exactly where to send you. 6 months later. You two and Wolverine have found yourselves in the loudest office on the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier. Being as you are right next to the back left engine, there's no soundproofing here. You kind of have to yell to hear each other. You've got two tiny little desks. Well, probably three because Wolverine has one as well. It's also Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Everybody's basically gone home.
Okay.
But you still have some paperwork that you need to sort of catch up on. And even though everybody else has had the opportunity to go home to their families, to their houses, you're still here.
All right.
Wolverine 2.
Excellent news. Okay. All right. So Justified?
Justified Offense Against Evil Life. Now, you assume that this is not a real organization at S.H.I.E.L.D. It's just that they saw Joel, thought it was an acronym, then a department got created, and now here you are.
Okay, there's an A there.
J-O-A-E-L.
Yeah, the okay. A is silent and much smaller.
But it is on the sign?
Yeah, it's on the sign. Yeah. What's that silent?
Yeah.
It's the word, yeah, yes.
So there's a big sign, so it says J-O...
Maybe brackets, a little A.
Brackets, little...
Brackets, A, E-L.
Okay. I'm imagining it's like J dot. O
yes,
dot,
absolutely.
But then above that second dot, there's
a little A
in brackets, and E dot L.
Some
dot.
People think you are Joel.
Joel.
Joel. Yeah, uh-huh. Outside in the sort of like long metal corridors of the helicarrier, there are Christmas lights. In the break room, somebody set up a Christmas tree. Outside when the helicarrier, you don't have a window, obviously. But,
well, why would we?
But when the helicarrier flies over the top of a city, it's twinkling with Christmas lights and Christmas cheer.
Okay. Well, I like to imagine my desk is somewhat very messy. Can I put it up against is it all corners? Is it all edges?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to be able to have like a really like a little ball that I want to like be able to like bounce off and catch.
Yeah. There would absolutely be it probably makes a very loud on top of the boom, 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 but it's constantly happening. Yeah, it'll dunk, 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 dunk. Mm-hmm. Wolverine's probably slacking off. He's smoking a cigar in the corner.
There's not much. How much ventilation is in this?
None. You suspect probably that this was not originally built as an office.
They're like a drain on the floor or something. Like,
yeah, I'll say there's a drain on the floor.
I'm like, I reckon this was not... Hey. In this 6 months, there's been some discussions of what the, where that drain goes
just
to.
Just be
what it was
glad
for.
They removed the urinal.
For the whole night, Christmas songs have been pumped through the sort of speakers mm-hmm. running throughout the helicarrier. Bing Crosby, lots of beautiful.
Yeah, name one other one.
I was trying to think of who sings "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's not the song. But I was trying to think of,
who's that fair, handsome man? He got a good face.
Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé.
Yeah, and Michael Bublé singing, what's that song about wanting to fuck Santa?
Santa Baby.
He's singing Santa Baby, but in the Marvel Universe, my Marvel Universe, it's explicit.
And also, I saw Mommy railing Santa.
Yeah. And also, I kept wanting to say Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Well, maybe it's Melissa McCarthy.
In this Marvel Universe, Melissa McCarthy is singing. Yeah. Anyway, that is interrupted by a blaring siren and an automated voice. Attention, all S.H.I.E.L.D. employees. Attention, all S.H.I.E.L.D. employees. Santa Claus, known mutant entity, is wreaking havoc in Longyearbyen, the closest town to the North Pole. We suspect he is not acting alone. All available S.H.I.E.L.D. agents respond. Now, typically, obviously you've been in this office a while. These things, you don't have to concern yourself with.
Yeah, usually it's like, oh, we'll be there.
Oh, you hear that, and then you hear tick, 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 of like feet running in the corridors outside of your office. But given that it's Christmas Eve and everybody's home alone or home away from S.H.I.E.L.D., you hear no footprints.
JD, Wolverine.
Yeah, Bob.
Are we there's other people, right? In the heli?
I can go have a check if you like.
Sounds like Santa's gone bad.
Yeah. But they got a department for that, right?
Wolverine opens the door. I imagine the door, I don't know, maybe from like the heat of the... It's also very hot in this room.
Yeah, well, it's near an engine.
There's no ventilation. It's right near the engine.
All right. White shirt with like a singlet underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Down to maybe two buttons on the bottom done up. Tie, like very much, like a black thin tie.
Yeah.
Real loose. Sleeves rolled up. And I want to be wearing shorts.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Formal
yeah.
shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Formal S.H.I.E.L.D. Issued shorts.
Yeah, like suit pants that have been cut in half.
Yeah. Maybe they have been. By a certain, I don't know, mutant little claws.
Wolverine, I imagine, is in his classic yellow and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dressed the same, except I have big rashes on my legs because Wolverine cut my pants. But according to my character traits, I am allergic to vibranium. He's got adamantium.
Adamantium, but maybe you're allergic. Maybe you're really allergic to vibranium, but you're only mildly allergic to adamantium. Any magic metal just wreaks havoc with your skin, dude. Wolverine opens the door to your office. The door is swollen from the heat.
Yeah.
So it takes him a little bit of jiggling, and he peers out into the corridor up and down.
There's no one else, Bob. I think it's got to be us.
Well, we're the justified. Is this an unjustified attack?
Is it justified to stop Santa Claus?
Should we wait for a... Look, if we're the only ones here, you'd expect that they'd come to us and tell us to our face rather than just blaring an alarm. So let's... Just wait.
Just give it five.
How long are we going to give it?
Just wait until something else happens. If the alarm blares again, then I guess we have to do something about it, Wolverine. But
someone's got to be doing the announcement.
Yeah.
It sounded like an automated voice. How long are you waiting?
Like 10.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe an hour. If you hear a fire alarm go off and it stops.
Yeah.
It goes for an hour. The alarm blares.
Oh, so it's on repeat.
It's repeating.
Not stopping?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wait 15. An hour is...
We're like, surely, but when someone responds... When someone responds... It'll go off.
Imagine.
So, do we have a percolator?
Yeah, you'd have a percolator.
I'm just going to...
Have a percolator, but the closest kitchen with, like, a tap where you can get water is, like, two stories up. It's like a nightmare to go get it filled and bring it back down.
I'm gonna go fill this up. Come back, we'll reassess.
Okay.
I'll see if anyone's up there, but I'm not. I'll be right back.
If you see anyone, ask them about this.
Will do. I go and grab the percolator.
It's like completely empty. There's like nobody. There's maybe you see a couple of life model decoys of Nick Fury just kind of strolling around, but they don't really count as people.
Yeah. Hey, Android,
and a janitor
Nick.
Or
hey,
whatever.
Android Nick. Hey, Android janitor.
Yeah, that's cheaper.
He's got a couple of life model decoys as janitors. You're like, yeah.
Would Nick Fury's life model decoy be mouthing off about us not doing anything?
Well, these are janitors. So they seem unconcerned.
Okay. Well, I'll go fill up the percolator and come back down. Bad news.
Yeah. So
what's
bad
the problem?
News.
Yeah.
There's only life model decoy. The cleaning crew is here. That's it.
There's no one else.
No, I saw no one.
Who's flying this?
My eyes go a little wide. There's a holding pattern, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't seem like you're descending. You seem like you're cruising.
Stark tech?
I guess it's time for us to answer the call.
Is there a phone or a computer that we have?
You've probably got much older models of the computer system, but you would have computers.
Is it something like like, you know, the IMAX of, like, the 2000s?
Where it's kind of like the bubble at the back.
They're like fancy, fun colors.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you have.
I can't imagine.
Okay,
but
so
sun damaged. It was sun damaged when you got them.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we're just typing on our computer, like, except it being like, hey, we've heard this message. If you need us to engage, we'll be there. Please give us the briefing.
Yeah, checking my Palm Pilot. Like, oh, any unread messages? Lots.
And then I guess really stressing in that email or message I'm sending, there's no one here. Are you sure?
Yeah, is there a high in terms of protocol?
Yeah,
is there a place a employee login portal? Like, what is the protocol?
There would be an employee login portal with like a chat that you could jump into as well.
Yeah.
So I jump into the chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys hearing this shit?
The three dots. I'm home. What?
Santa's gone bad. Send
three dots. Three dots. Three dots. Nothing.
Anyone
three
free?
Dots? Nothing.
Anyone free to give us a hand? Question mark. Question mark. Question mark. Send
three dots. Three dots. Three dots. Three dots. It's kind of Christmas Eve.
Can I tell who I'm talking to?
You're probably just talking to another agent.
Oh, okay.
Somebody in a higher department than you.
Can we see who's online and who's not?
But very few people are online. It's probably around dinner time, so most people are busy. Dusha, I made a logic roll for you.
Yep.
Now, we are using the Marvel Multiverse role-playing system, and the way that works is that I roll three dice, D616, very clever Marvel, and if the middle dice, the Marvel dice, lands on a one, that's considered a fantastic success. So you got a fantastic success using the computer.
Whoa!
I know, which is a yes and. So that means you successfully get your briefing, and if there's some extra thing you would like to do in this situation, you can do that too.
I would love another teammate.
There's like three dots, three dots, three dots, three dots. Then there's nothing, and you get the sense that maybe there's like another group chat you're not involved in. Like, maybe there's like multiple people. You know, it's like multiple people are typing.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
And then multiple people are typing, then nothing. Agent Sanders is coming.
Thank you, Agent Sanders, and God bless.
He just gives you the thumbs up emoji. All right.
So what hit us with the briefing, I guess.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming I'm sitting here at the computer and I can just read it.
Longyearbyen. It's a town on the Arctic Circle. Before the town went into complete radio silence, photographs and messages were coming out of the town regarding a rogue Santa Claus. You can see some of the photographs in this briefing. They are like a sort of black and white, shaky photograph of what looks like Santa Claus. You know Santa Claus. He's a mutant.
Yeah.
He's around. Santa Claus is going crazy. You can see him firing lasers out of his hands at people. Some of the town, it's a very small mining town in the Arctic Circle. It's got very kind of cookie cutter practical houses, as well as like a lot of old mining equipment and mining sheds, that kind of thing. You can also see blurry shapes that are kind of like running through the houses that look less like people and more like gingerbread men and little elves.
Yep.
Okay.
You can also see, let me just make a Oh, hey, Zamet, nicely done. You get a fantastic success as well.
Whoa.
Okay, so this was a, I'm calling it a vigilance check. So this is you checking the photograph and looking for anything specific. Mm-hmm. What you see is that on the edge, like the far edge of the town, you can see what looks like a guy in a wheelchair and two people on either side of him. You can probably identify these people as the X-Men. This is Professor X. You can't quite make out who's with him, though.
Yep. And
what else would you like?
And I guess I would like to know what Wolverine's relationship is currently with the X-Men. Before asking him.
Wolverine's been part of Joel for probably a while now. He's probably here when you got here.
Yeah,
you think he's on like another one of his, you know, his sojourns. He's finding himself again. Yeah. Okay. There's no animosity between him and Professor X, but he doesn't consider himself part of the X-Men. He's part of Joel at the moment.
Are we all hovering over one?
I would imagine. Right, so,
mate. Go back. That's Xavier.
Hey, it's and Charles.
Charles. You know Charles.
I do, yeah.
I used to be
part of that team before I was part of this team.
Yeah. Did you know, I can't really make out the figures. A tail? Is that a...
Whoa. It looks to me like that'd be Colossus and Rogue, I think.
Okay.
Don't know what they're doing here. Okay. Though he is a mutant, Santa, I mean, so...
Well, I guess...
trying to recruit him?
Or alternatively stop him. I mean, Charles, and Wolverine, you've had experience with this before, does famously like to stop bad mutants.
That's true.
That's true, yeah, you're not wrong, bub.
Charles also has a history of going wrong.
That's true as well, bub.
Professor X being in this photo could be a good or a bad thing.
Tell you what, in many ways it tells us nothing.
Yeah.
Other than that he's present.
Well, usually he's, you know, stop, say, evil mutants. I kind of give Wolverine a side eye because I don't want to put my foot out of line there.
You don't have to have a meeting with HR. You don't want to get this mutant sensitivity training.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants just seems kind of like, I don't know. I know he stopped the Brotherhood of, you know, Magneto's Brotherhood before.
Yep.
Where's Magneto? What's he doing? Is he still with Charles or is he gone back to his old ways? Do we know? What's the current?
You
don't. You're right. That's crazy.
I don't know.
You've not been keeping tabs, but maybe you have, Zamet.
Yeah.
He's currently imprisoned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So at least we know that Mags isn't going to, you know, recruit Sandy.
The door opens. Agent Sanders comes in. He seems pissed off.
Hey, Sanders.
You can maybe see he's got the shield sort of suit on, but underneath it is like a Christmas sweater. Yeah. Shall we go to the helicarriers? He says. I mean, the helicopters. Fuck.
Have you been drinking, Agent Sanders?
Yeah, no. Let's go, all right?
Okay, I got this.
Okay.
I got my pilot license.
So, I guess plan of attack, and I'm still sitting at the computer, haven't stood up yet, because I scroll back up to the top of the briefing, is to head to the town of...
Longyearbyen.
L-O-N-G.
Uh-huh. Long.
Y-E-A-R.
Yeah.
Year.
Yeah.
B-Y-E-N.
Yeah. So Longyearbyen.
Yeah.
Longyearbyen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get in a helicopter. Agent Zamet's flying. Wolverine, you're coming too.
As you walk past Agent Sanders, his breath smells. He has been drinking heavily, it seems like.
I think that his decision to join us was influenced by the drinking.
It very well could have been.
Heavy on the nog there, Sanders.
You're lucky you have Sanders with you, because as you enter the sort of like hangar that has all of the helicopters, there's like a lot of security you need to bypass. And due to the sort of corporate reshuffling, neither of you have any of the
clearance
to get in here.
Just going through with our little passes.
Your pass probably has like, it's got your face in it, and then it says like break room, toilets, Joel office.
Sorry, mine doesn't. I thought they might have.
Sanders stumbles forward and slams his on the little reader. And ding goes green, and you enter into the hangar.
Thanks, Sanders. Ours
what
is...
would they have done?
Getting
Sanders. I'll email someone.
You'll add another email to, I imagine, a long email chain where they keep something. Hey, just we'll get to it.
Hey, following up on this, IT department. My boss. My boss unfortunately didn't let me get onto the helicopter during a vital mission.
My boss only recently has allowed me access to the toilets. Previously, I needed to take an escape pod down to Earth to piss in a McDonald's.
Yeah. We're using the drain for a bit until we got a message from HR. Stop using the drain. It's not for that.
We'll shut down your whole department.
Oh, God.
Dude, please. You all get in the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Zammit, you're flying.
Yep.
I will make an agility roll for you. You detach yourself, or you fly, you sort of like... You hover in the air, and then you fly out of the helicarrier above the clouds.
Okay.
The sort of direct route to the Arctic Circle, you're in the state of New York now, is going to take you over the city of New York.
Okay. And when you say over, how high are we? So are we in the cloud line? Like, basically, if I was to check my phone,
okay.
Am I, is it kind of like checking your phone when you're driving a car? Bah, don't do it.
Yeah.
But cool. Maybe you look cool when you do it.
Awesome.
Or
yeah.
Because we're like high in the cloud cover, I'm fine.
Well,
when you're flying a plane, you're looking at like 30 screens already. Adding a 31st, not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Do you have your phone in like a little holder on the dash?
Or have you got it in your hand? It's not my helicopter. Is there a place to slot it?
Not one designed for it, but you reckon you could wedge your phone in there.
Who's in the passenger seat?
I'm imagining Agent Dusha.
Yeah, me.
Dusha, can you stop? Hang on, can you hold my phone for a sec?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to like look at it, open it up with my face.
Yeah, your face?
Yeah, yeah, like the face ID.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like using your nose to do the code. No, okay. Yeah.
I want to go on social media. So I notice here I have a trait.
Yeah, you have a trait, yes.
Which it's like good checks, I guess, to post on social media.
Yeah, you have the trait pundit, yes.
Does that work almost like reverse where I can search social media for,
I'll allow that,
say,
sure.
You know, maybe...
Santa killed me.
Yeah, like sightings of, say, I know this is on Christmas Eve, yeah. This is going to be hard, but sightings of Santa Claus. Information about Santa Claus.
You get an edge in this, an edge in the Marvel Multiverse role-playing system means I will re-roll your lowest dice. You find maybe on like a kind of conspiracy website, you find, and maybe not on a conspiracy website, maybe on Twitter, you find a blurry photograph of Santa in somewhere in the Arctic Circle. Mm-hmm. You might even find a blurry photograph of what appears to be his workshop, where there's just destruction everywhere. Like his workshop has just been attacked.
Okay, can I retweet that or whatever it's called?
yeah.
But with like, hey, anyone got any info on this?
Dis?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a fantastic success. Well done.
Yes, I have info on this and.
Yeah, what else would you like?
Oh, what else would I like? Can I get a boost in like followers?
Yeah. I'd say it goes semi-viral. Not massively viral. We're talking like maybe 11,000 likes.
Oh,
pretty good.
Yeah, that magic point of like, you're like, I'm blowing up here and then it stops.
Yeah. You get a DM, somebody DMs you, and they say that not only have they seen... Or did they witness, maybe they're a truck driver, and not only did they witness the destruction at Longyearbyen and Santa going crazy, but they also said that they saw other SHIELD agents in the area.
Oh.
Not super close, maybe like an hour out.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm like, well, what do you mean by, how do they identify SHIELD agents?
I guess they say we were turned away by a shady organization. They seemed like SHIELD agents.
Okay.
We had to take a detour.
Yeah, well, what were they wearing? Like, I try and, you know.
Suits. They described suits. They described even the SHIELD logo.
Logo?
Yeah.
Okay,
interesting. Which I imagine you had to sew onto your suits yourself.
Yeah.
Or you just don't have.
It's like a Joel. Yeah.
It's your faces. Yeah.
Because like the SHIELD logo is like a nice, like, is it an eagle or something?
Yeah,
like
I think
that?
So. Yeah.
It's just like a worse bird.
Yeah,
a worm.
Yeah,
it just says SHIELD and then a worm.
To navigate properly, you need to dip below the clouds. In fact, the helicopter just doesn't function as well above the cloud layer.
Okay,
you dip below the clouds, and you are now quite sort of like just above the top skyscrapers in New York City.
I will be like, stop looking at my phone. But now I'll be like, all right, I pass that information to the rest of maybe my, hey, yeah, so apparently there's like, oh, we're getting pushed back by more S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in Longyearbyen. Sanders, do you know, is there any, do we have any offshoots?
Sanders shrugs. I mean, there's people everywhere, he says. Yeah.
He's getting drunk.
Yeah, it seems like.
Has he been drinking I'll on the flight?
I'll make a vigilance roll for you. You haven't caught it, but maybe.
Okay. Well, I guess we should check that out. And hey, yeah, fingers crossed, if there's other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents already on the job, they're not going to want us to help.
You can go home.
Yeah.
As you descend closer to New York, suddenly the whole helicopter shakes as though you've just taken on a great deal of weight. Two webbed red fingers grab onto their sort of open side, and Spider-Man crawls in. Hey, webheads, he says.
Aren't you the webhead?
Shut up.
Why'd you do that? I'm flying. Give me
when he sort of Spidey clearly thwipped onto it, and the weight of him attaching to it shook the helicopter in a very frightening way.
Yeah.
Actually, I should probably make an agility roll.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's okay. You get an edge here. It was barely enough. Maybe you watch as Wolverine nearly falls out. But then he
clambers
back in.
Someone grab him, oh, he's heavy.
Spider-Man, who's kind of standing in the sort of middle section of the open sort of center of the helicopter, do you reckon you could do me a favor on Christmas Eve?
Sure. What's up, Spider-Man?
Yes. Green Goblin's gone bananas.
What do you mean by goes bananas?
He's got a whole bunch of people held hostage at Oscorp Tower. He kind of like leans out and points in the direction of Oscorp Tower. You can see it standing out amongst the other skyscrapers of the New York City skyline.
What are you up to?
I'm heading there now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm looking to hitch a lift, that's all.
Okay, so we have to help you with the goblin? I start, you know, maybe put my blinker on to like...
indicate my turning.
To who?
Just second nature.
You just got
to
deliver me there if you could.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
All right. I'll make it easier for you.
Sorry, yeah. I thought you wanted us to, like, you know, take care of the
goblin.
Well,
hey, if you could give me a hand, you know, I'd appreciate any help I could get.
I mean, maybe. Well, we got to deal with, after this, we have some other S.H.I.E.L.D. business. Do you want to help? If we help you.
It is Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So,
I was sort of hoping to go home to my family after this.
Oh, you got a family.
I nearly gave it away.
Yeah.
Wow. Spider-Man, have you been drinking?
We start pointing at each other like, we don't know who you are yet. We don't know.
Who are you?
Could be anyone.
We'll
get you.
I don't know. Who is this guy? I do know.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling.
No worries. As a gift, Spider-Man, because it's Christmas Eve, you know, the gift of helping us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Okay. You tilt the helicopter towards Oscorp Tower. The closer you get, you can see on the roof of the building, Green Goblin on his glider is circling around a bunch of what seem like Oscorp employees. Spider-Man's like, when you're kind of like, I would say maybe half, like maybe 100 meters out, something like that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, this is fine.
Okay, so what do you want us to do?
Just hold the helicopter still, he says.
Okay.
With one hand, he thwips onto one side of the sort of entrance to the center of the helicopter. And then on the other side, he thwips as well to make a kind of slingshot. Uh-huh. And then he backs himself out of the helicopter so that he's kind of preparing to slingshot himself towards the Green Goblin.
Okay.
Good luck, Spider-Man.
I want to make a logic roll for you, Zamet. Okay. Agent Dushi, you're not sure. Agent Zamet, you're like, I don't think this is going to be good for the helicopter.
Real strapped in, boys.
Have a good time, Spider-Man. Let us know what we can help you with.
Everyone strapped in. I just make sure.
Actually, Agent
myself.
Agent Dushu, you got a fantastic success, but you didn't get enough to pass you didn't hit the target number. But what that means is you have a fantastic failure. So you don't understand, but you still get something extra. It's a no but. Do you know what this will do to the helicopter? No, but.
I strap in anyway without really knowing what's going on.
Just maybe seeing the fear in Zamet's face.
I don't know you're scared, but all right. If it's going to make you feel better, I'll put my seatbelt on. Good luck, Spider-Man.
Yeah, good luck, Sanders. We'll be...
Give Green Goblin some of our best punches from you.
Okay. He pulls himself back. You can see his web is straining. And then, fling! He flings himself through past you. And the helicopter goes fucking wild.
We're going to do a barrel roll, which you shouldn't do in a helicopter. I feel
you
do not have control of the helicopter. The helicopter flips like it's like the
up a bit spidey.
The you just are starting to spiral. The helicopter's spinning around. Spidey, you could like as you spin down towards the city streets, you can see Spidey up there fighting Green Goblin. Seems like whatever was going on there, he's taking care of it.
And he's not paying any attention to the fact that the helicopter is plummeting towards the streets of New York City.
Okay. What would you like to do? Everybody's gripping on you. Agent Sanders is just throwing off.
I want to try and get control of the helicopter and maybe direct Wolverine, who has adamantium bones, who therefore would be very heavy,
okay,
and to try and make like a counterbalance to try and like level out this copter.
Sure.
Ooh. That was a really bad roll. That was 6.
Okay.
You wanted at least 10.
Okay.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's see what's going to happen now that Wolverine, with your absolute lack of control of the helicopter, Wolverine puts too much weight on one side. You slam into the side of the Oscorp building.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The side of the like glass is just flying into your faces. I'm gonna say probably take let's call that 5 health damage each.
Okay, I'm on currently 5 health now.
I'm on 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna make a
I'm like, ow, that hurt. You're like, oh.
Maybe like, ow, that hurt. You look over at Agent Zabbit has just a huge piece of glass sticking out of his head.
Did it? I think it missed me.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh my god. Wolverine's. Oh, I'm gonna be sick. Okay, we're gonna make agility rolls to make sure you don't die.
Wow, what an adventure.
Okay. Agent Sanders breaks a leg, but nobody dies. At the last second, you all tumble out, roll, maybe land on top of a car. Maybe one of you lands on like the awning of a you know, at the entrance to Oscorp Tower. Agent Sanders just lands on the ground. You hear a horrendous snap and a scream. The helicopter is kind of like burning up behind you. You can hear police sirens going off. You don't know if they're for you or for Norman Osborn up there.
Do we know that's Norman?
You don't know. Green Goblin, whatever.
Did the explosion in the side of the building affect anything Spider-Man was doing?
I'll say, as you're like, maybe you're lying on your back. Maybe you're on the awning, yeah. Agent Dushra. And you can see up the very top of Oscorp, the building, Spider-Man poke his head over. He gives you like a question. I mean, you can barely see each other. But he maybe gives you a thumbs up, does a thumbs up, thumbs down.
I go thumbs down.
You can tell that's not the answer Spider-Man wanted. Would he probably?
He had to get confirmation. No, Spidey. This is perfect.
Maybe at that moment, Green Goblin on his glider slams into Spider-Man and they end up kind of like in the middle of the skyscrapers tussling. Mm. As they sort of swoop down near you, Spider-Man glances at you and maybe he webs you to the ground like to get you off the awning and then gives you like a look like, what else?
I guess he helped.
Am I now just webbed to the ground?
Yeah, I suppose. Spider-Man and the Green Goblin go tussling away.
I don't think Spider-Man's going to help us find Santa, and also I think we need to get Sanders to a hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck!
The sirens,
my fucking leg!
The sirens in the distance that are getting closer. Can we identify them as police or ambulance or both? Fireys?
You probably identify police and ambulance.
Perfect.
And probably distantly, not as close, but fireys as well.
Okay. Well, I got some good news. I think the hospital's coming here.
We guess we'll just wait for the ambulance to roll up and thank Agent Sanders for his help on this adventure.
Yep.
The ambulance arrives and some EMTs collect Agent Sanders on a little truck bed or whatever.
I give him a thumbs up. Thank you for your service today, Agent Sanders.
I wish I was having dinner with my fucking family.
Don't we all, Agent Sanders?
I drew the fucking short straw. I had to be part of Joel.
What?
What short straw?
Nothing. Shut up. Fuck off.
Let us know how you go in hospital.
Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Hey, going on the group. Hey, bad news. Sanders broke his leg in a Spider-Man Green Goblin incident.
Three dots. There's an accidental photo of somebody's family dinner. Deleted.
Well, that looked really
Image was deleted by this user.
Never mind.
Sad face.
Yeah.
Do we have access to any other vehicles? We're not super far away from the Arctic Circle, says Wolverine.
We're in New York, Wolverine. What do you mean?
Well, you got some kind of fucking...
We're going to catch the train?
Yeah. Catch a cab? Wolverine?
Wait, you got some kind of, supersonic boat that we can take?
Well, maybe, but the only pass is now going away in that ambulance. As you can see, Wolverine, our passes get us into what? The janitorial closet? End of list.
Wolverine, we're in New York City.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of old friends in this town.
I do, that's true.
Is there anyone you could call up and see if we can borrow a vehicle? Potentially a fantastic jet or maybe a Avengers plane?
Maybe that Quinjet or whatever.
Yeah.
Charles, you got the X-Men.
If we could get a Quinjet or an invisible plane or the Fantastic Mobile.
The Blackbird, I think it's called.
Okay, all right, we'll go to the Baxter Building and we'll see what we can do. Okay. You take a cab to the Baxter Building.
Baxter Building and Old School Pond not that far apart.
Yeah, so...
Which, it's crazy, Fantastic Four don't fight goblins.
They are right next to each
they're
other.
They're like four blocks basically. Away.
Yeah.
Wolverine ascends the steps. Is like a little intercom. He turns around to the two of you. Maybe you should stay here.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Wanted to meet Johnny.
Hey.
He seems nice.
It's Wolverine.
Does he?
Yeah, I just got a favor to ask. Can I come up? Yeah, okay. He turns to you. I'll be 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to? Can we come up?
He goes on the buzzer again. Hey, I got some friends. They'll just be here briefly as well, just the same as me. No, you don't know them. You don't know them. Nice guys, though. Yeah, okay. All right. He turns around. Yeah, you can come in for 10 minutes. Don't touch anything.
I'm going to shake the thing's hand. I always wanted to do that.
Why?
Have you ever been like, have you been shaking hands with a rock?
No, but I've touched a house.
Yeah, I know, but did the house touch you back?
In the elevator, maybe having this conversation, Wolverine's like, hey, don't say any of that shit. When we're in there, you got to act normal, okay?
I'll act normal.
I know one of them's stretch, one of them's gone, one of them's hot, one of them's rock, but you just got to act like the normal people.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
See, I don't have confidence now.
I've been around lots of mutants and Avengers in my time with S.H.I.E.L.D. It will be fine.
Okay. It'll be fine.
The elevator opens, you step into, you're at the highest, you're in the penthouse of the Baxter Building.
Yep.
When you step in, you're in basically like a living room. You can see it's probably after dinner now. So maybe the Human Torch and the Thing are sitting on a couch enjoying some brandy. There's a roaring fire. Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman are doing the dishes.
Yeah, and we're real beat up, I just remember.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah. Can I just lead over to JD and whisper, oh my God, it drinks brandy.
What?
The house guy.
Shut up. Just stop looking at things.
Wolverine turns around and gives you a look like fucking thin ice, boys.
I'm not doing anything.
Breathe.
Fuck, I forgot you can hear good.
You see, Wolverine goes over to Reed and the Invisible Woman and they start chatting. The two of you are kind of just awkwardly standing in the sort of middle of the living room. Uh-huh. The Thing and the Human Torch, they give you like a, nice to meet you, says the Thing.
Hey, nice to meet you too. Thanks so much for letting us into your place.
Yeah, hi, I'm Agent Zamet, and this is Agent Dusha, wearer of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas to you.
Would you like some brandy?
Yes.
I'll pass, thank you though. We're going to head to the Arctic Circle, and drinking will affect me.
Oh,
Yeah.
Thing pours you a little tumbler of brandy.
Yeah, thank you. I go, thank you so much, and I go to shake his hand.
His big rocky hand collects your hand. How normal are you?
Oh, no.
I want to try and be cool, calm, and collected, but I want to have a big smile.
Okay. You're very lucky that your ego is pretty. You got a +2 to your ego rolls. You, Dusha, can maybe see it. You can see if the Thing maybe wasn't brandied up or whatever, he might notice how strange Zamet's being, but he doesn't notice. He's full of Christmas cheer.
You can see in my eyes screaming like,
he touched my house.
He touched the man who is a house.
The house touched him back.
How long do you hold on to the handshake? Because I might need to make another roll.
Okay. I would say maybe like a beat longer than usual.
Okay, I'll roll. Just like a bit. You can have a roll with an edge. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. The Thing doesn't notice. He's too jolly at the moment. Wolverine turns back to the two of you. He's like, okay, they're letting us borrow the Fantastic boat.
Hey, that works.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I was going to say team, but that feels weird. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
No problem. You see, like, the long, stretchy arm of Mr. Fantastic. He's still doing the dishes with his other hand. Comes up and big thumbs up. Maybe it becomes a thumbs up the size of a guy. No worries.
No worries. I go to, like, instinct. Shake the thumb hand. But that's not because I want to. That's just, like, out of instinct.
Oh, no. Oh,
and just kind of like, but, like a social faux pas almost. You know when someone like either gives you a thumb, like a thumbs up, and you go to got to grab it and you grab their thumb and you're like, oh, I was doing a fist bump and I fucked that up.
Yeah.
And now I'm holding your thumb like a big baby.
So you know how you rolled a 6 and that made you crash a helicopter? You rolled a 4. So maybe.
I'm about to lose this fantastic boat.
Maybe instead of. You know, normally in that situation you described before, you grab the thumb with your hand. You're like hugging the thumb. Like you're going for a handshake and then you're like, oh, he's not a hand. He's the size of a guy. I'll hug him.
I'll go for a pat on the back as well. But then I kind of all like leaned in and now it's like a hug.
And maybe you accidentally kiss him.
Sorry. Sorry, I just, you look like.
There's silence in the Baxter building, right? You see, it's like Mr. Fantastic's head just swivels like an owl to face you.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we're off. And then I go, and I go to shake my, like, Dusha's hand and to hug him and go in for a kiss. I've recently been to Europe.
What are you doing? Be cool.
Okay, you, Dusha, it's up to you whether you reciprocate. Be
cool. I think I try and reciprocate, but in like the least involved way imaginable.
Okay. That's cool. An ego roll from you. Okay. Oh, that's not great either. That's also a failure. The two of you end up just kissing. Like you go to kiss each other on the cheek, but then you're just making out in front of the first family. That's Wolverine. Fantastic boat said that.
Sorry, we're in love.
We just love
Christmas. They're in love, says Wolverine.
It's love, love. Merry Christmas.
What? Thanks, heaps. Wolverine maybe grabs like the key that Reed gave him and it's like slamming the elevator. It takes far too long for the elevator to arrive.
Yeah. How did you and Sue first meet, Reed?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Ding! The elevator door's open.
Hey, thank you so much, Fantastic Four. Return it back in no time. Merry Christmas.
It's a very long, very awkward. It's such a huge building.
Yeah.
It's a long, awkward elevator ride down to the sub base.
As the doors are shutting, like when we get in,
yeah.
Do we notice their vibe? Like they drop the act like in the last moments.
Maybe you even hear Sue be like, what the fuck? The door's closed.
How's Wolverine feeling?
Wolverine. He's got a sort of stony energy, I would say.
I'm humming to whatever song is being played. Yeah.
Sorry, Wolverine, I don't know what happened to our friend.
A merry little Christmas.
Melissa. She's a good singer.
Why'd you kiss his thumb?
I don't know, dude. I went in for a...
And then you kissed me?
I was trying to think, like, maybe if
how
if
much
I didn't,
brandy was in that brandy?
I didn't even have a scene. I stole their glass. You think they're going to mind?
Yes.
Fuck.
They're never going to work with S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Leave it in the elevator? It's like,
they want to turn it around like a big four.
Yeah, it's a very nice glass.
Well, it's like a gift.
They were so kind to us, Agent Zammit, and you have wrecked that.
No.
You get to the
first
sub.
Impressions. Don't lie.
Do you take the glass with you?
I don't know now, because it would be weird to either, because if I don't drink it and just leave it there, it looks like I just stole their brandy, I just wasted their brandy.
You can drink it. We put the glass in the elevator and send it back up.
I'm gonna take it with us, because we gotta return the Fantastic.
We can return it then. Maybe they won't notice.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Bob. The Fantastic boat is very similar to the Fantastic Car, but a boat.
Uh-huh.
It's on a kind of little underground sort of river, or kind of maybe even part of the sewer system. You get in, damn it! I'll make a.
Okay.
You have crashed a helicopter today, but I'm sure a boat will be easier.
Holding my brandy, giving it a sniff, having a sip. Who's good at boats?
Are you?
Is it me?
Yeah, you. Oh, yeah. Thankfully, it's a fine roll. With a kind of whoosh, you can't even hear the engine. It's so, fantastic, this car, this boat.
Yeah.
You make your way out at top speeds. Through the sewers, into the East River, and then off toward the Arctic Circle. You're moving extremely quickly. Maybe like a sort of bubble dome comes over the top of you so that you don't die.
Okay, I started it with one hand on the, wheel or yoke. Now I'm handing whoever is closest to me the brandy,
mm-hmm.
so then I can hold and focus.
Okay.
Because I don't want to crash this.
I'd say maybe Wolverine takes the glass from you.
Just finishes the brandy.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably needs it, to be honest.
Yeah, if I say like, oh.
You drive your boat. Drive? Sail?
You don't sail it.
What do you do with it?
I guess you drive.
Okay.
Feels weird to say. Is it a sailboat?
No. Yeah. You motor. You're way out into the ocean and towards the Arctic Circle. It gets colder and colder and colder. You're under this bubble, so obviously you're kind of inside. It's temperature regulated, but you can see snow is falling down on top of the dome. Occasionally, maybe like a laser clears away the snow so that you retain visibility. There's probably also a little radar and a bunch of screens on the inside of the boat that give you some idea of where you are regardless.
Oh, that's pretty.
You eventually, after I'd say maybe moving for like an hour and a half, you see up ahead of you in the ocean kind of red lights. These red lights are on buoys, and they're kind of bobbing, and you can see that there's another light that's sort of moving back and forth between these buoys. You can also see maybe on the little map that you have there that you're semi-close to land.
Okay. Do we know what this means? I'd have to ask out loud?
Yeah, this is probably... You would just know this is probably like a shield blockade.
Yep.
That's what it makes you think of. And in fact, when you get close enough, the moving red light stops and comes over to you. You can see it's a shield boat.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Our boys,
a shield thing. All right, okay, yep, cool.
Maybe they've got this under control and we can just go back.
Oh, that'd be nice.
What a big day. You're almost dead still, just a reminder.
How does one get health back out of curiosity?
So I would say it's probably been an hour, so you can get one health back. You get your rank, which is both one back in health per hour. You also have something called karma. Karma basically works like inspiration, and you can use your karma to heal up. But you only get one karma per game.
Okay.
So
what else can I use karma for?
So you can use it to gain an edge on your check, which means you can re-roll a dice. You can use it to give trouble to an enemy, so that means they have to re-roll. Basically, they have disadvantage. Okay. Or you can use it to recover.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Probably should have used it on that helicopter, huh? All right.
Well, I didn't tell you
about
it.
Here we are. No worries.
The bubble dome opens up.
Yep.
And the shield agent stands up. In his boat, you can see he's got a sort of like a beanie on. He's dressed for the weather.
Yeah,
you aren't.
No, we're not.
Sure.
Yeah. You're freezing. The moment the bubble dome disappears, you realize how
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Cold.
Oh,
sorry. Can I push that?
Why are you in shorts? He says.
Hang on.
He steps onto your boat and maybe comes in the bubble with you.
Yeah. I was going to say intercom. I don't know which button would have been that. So yeah, sorry. Oh, it's cold, huh?
Sorry, I'm Agent Dusha, this is Agent Zaman, and this is Wolverine.
How you doing?
We're from Joel?
The Division and S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, right. Your support?
Yeah. We got the message from the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fantastic. Come with me. If you can take this to shore, you can be a big help.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any, like a jacket or a pants?
Well, at base camp, you'll be able to get some.
Okay. Cool.
We head to shore.
Cool. You step outside. It's freezing.
Introduce himself. I just noticed. Dog.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
I'm Agent Dog, he says.
Nice to meet you, Agent Dog.
Nice to meet you.
You
Agent
walk across
Dog.
The snow with Agent Dog. You're wearing like dress shoes.
It's not the car, it's the boat. Yeah. God damn. We can't make it across. Can you go get some clothes? We can't walk.
I suppose.
In that.
You can see in the distance like lights.
Yep.
Like they've set up a kind of like a base, basically. The lights are shining at something. You can't quite see what it is from this distance. He trudges, maybe actually the snowmobiles near the shore. It's a kind of little dock area. He gets in a snowmobile, and then about 10 minutes later, he comes back with warm weather clothes.
Excellent.
Thank you, Agent Dog.
Really appreciate it.
You've been a big help already into our support.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully you'll be the help we're looking for.
Yep.
You trudge toward the sort of base.
While we're walking up, I'm like whispering to Agent Zamet.
Yeah.
We're the big support, but they seem to have a military base set up. Yeah. What are they expecting
us to do? How long have
you
been here, Agent Dog?
Well, it's probably been about 6 months now.
We've been here for 6 months. We
excavations have taken quite a bit of time.
Hang on. Whoa. Excavations?
Yes, excavations.
We only got the call like about 2 hours ago?
Yes, for support.
Yeah. We only...
What are you excavating?
What is support for?
I mean, fingers crossed, it'll be another Captain America, but we don't know yet.
The support for... Hang on. I want to be like... But we got... Have you had trouble with Santa Claus?
You step into the base and you can see there's like a huge excavation. And in the center of the excavation, it's like quite deep. There's a sort of frozen tube. It looks like something's been cryogenically frozen and is contained in the earth. There's a bunch of S.H.I.E.L.D. scientists that are walking around it and a bunch of like menial laborers still digging it out.
Okay.
Well,
so
we were
shaft?
Yeah, like a it's more like a quarry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I won't.
Well, we were hoping somebody could come in and identify what's inside. That's what we thought the support was.
We can try. We've worked with lots of
Captain America before.
Powered heroes before.
Yep.
So I guess if you want me to go take a look at it, I can.
Yeah. The Fantastic Four lent us their boat. We're really good friends with them. So we can have a look.
I'm not lying where one of us is.
All right. And then maybe we can look into this Santa problem of yours.
So I walk up to the tube and basically my plan is going to be rub a handprint into it so I can see through it and see if I recognize the guy.
All right. I'll make that a... logic roll. Oh, very nice. Not a fantastic success, but a very high success. You don't recognize the guy, but he doesn't look at all like Captain America.
Okay.
You just got a very good success, but still, I'll give this to you. You can see maybe behind him is what looks like a Hydra logo.
I reckon.
Maybe he's got it on a necklace. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well. Uh-huh. I was like, have you looked at this properly yet?
Well, we just uncovered it about an hour ago.
He's an agent of Hydra by the looks of things.
A hand slams on the inside of the glass. You can see it crack.
I think this might be
bad news. The crack widens. All of the agents around all get out their weapons and they sort of aim them down into the pit.
So I'm like, it's Hydra?
Yeah.
Hydra. And I want to say a bit louder and I want to look around at these agents.
hey, you got a fantastic success.
All right.
You can see maybe like three of them give like a kind of like a minute expression change to indicate that possibly they are Hydra. And what else would you like?
Let's see. What can I do here?
How can you benefit from this?
How can I benefit? And I was a former member of Hydra at a point in my life. So I have a hidden tattoo somewhere on my person.
Okay, fine.
No okay. Worries. I think that just might help me when Captain Hydra goes to kill me.
Captain Hydra?
The glass canister explodes and a Hydra Nazi super soldier explodes out onto the ice. We're going to go to initiative.
Oh, okay.
And I'd say at this point as well, the former or the secret Hydra agents kick into gear 2. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to make the initiative order. Feel free to chat amongst yourselves.
Hey, do you reckon we're going to go well against a super soldier when do we have weapons?
Great point. You should.
Maybe like
I'll give you weapons in a sec.
I reckon we've probably just got pistols.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. We should have stocked up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
but also, I guess our mission wasn't going to be go shoot Santa with a machine gun.
Well,
so.
It's very much a Santa's wrecking havoc. Question mark.
We should go investigate, and then...
Yeah, you don't really investigate with a gun. Now maybe we should have investigated.
Now we're maybe fighting the Winter Soldier or something.
Yeah.
He's going to put a knife in our heads.
Look, yeah. We can maybe spin this. My only problem now is the other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Yeah, what are you spinning?
We can try and spin this to be like, yeah, Hail Hydra's cool.
You're going to get shot in the back.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. So
we got
saying,
a Wolverine.
I know, but yeah.
He can take bullets like it's nobody's.
Wolverine, shut the fuck up. Hail Hydra.
We can send
this guy to Santa Claus.
Why are you siding with Hydra when there's four of them?
Because he's got a super soldier. They have a super soldier.
Yeah,
have you ever read some of their pamphlets? It just makes a lot of sense. Anyway.
I would just like
Red Skull was a cool guy.
I just think that, like, hey, we're two guys.
Yes.
And us fighting a super soldier and three other regular guys versus maybe an army of 100, we're fucked either way.
I guess.
Would you like pistols? Or what kind of weapons would you like? You could have pistols, you could have rifles, you could have a shotgun. I'll give you pistols.
Okay.
I was going to say, I want to have a pistol. I'm a pistol. I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
I was going to ask for a shotgun.
You can have a shotgun. That's fine.
I don't know. I just feel like I've seen enough stuff in my time to be like, I'm going to need something bigger than one pistol.
No worries.
Maybe a shotgun and a knife if possible.
Yeah, sure.
I've never met long range. All my combat encounters are me trying to talk to smooth things over and it not going well.
I think just a pistol and like... I don't know.
A second pistol?
No.
Like a rifle?
No.
Like a sniper rifle?
There's like half the bullets. Like, okay. You know.
No worries. You don't have
a pistol and like one magazine with four bullets.
Yeah. Just like half a spent magazine.
Yeah.
You didn't even think
to reload before the mission?
Did not even part of
Well, those
of my,
bullets
like,
I imagine were spent just like on the sort of top of the helicarrier just firing off. Killing time.
Maybe a bird.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fucking seagulls.
So... Zamet, you're first. Agent Zamet, you're first. So on your turn, you have an action, a movement, and a reaction.
Okay.
Now, your standard actions are attack. That's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Dodge. If you choose to dodge, that means enemies will have a harder time attacking you in the next turn. Escape. That's if you're grappled. Grab. That's grappling somebody. Help, so you can assist somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Move or use a superpower. Now, your reactions are escape, so that's if you're grabbed, you can get out of there. Okay, fastball so special.
I can escape twice, that's great.
Fastball special is hurling your teammate at the enemy. You can help the teammate. You can interpose. That means that you can get in front of a teammate and take the fire.
Oh, God. Okay.
You can ram. That means you can use your movement. In your action, you use your movement to run up to somebody, and then your reaction is to attack them. Release, if you've got something, you can let it go. And skulk is to put somebody else in front of you, so they take the damage.
Okay, great.
And then your movement actions are what you would imagine.
Okay, can I move to then skulk behind Wolverine and then dodge?
You can move behind Wolverine, and on your reaction, you can skulk, so Wolverine will take the damage.
Yeah, okay, cool. So I can either action or reaction.
You can action, and then reactions, they require like a trigger. Okay. So they need, if you are attacked, for example, or you're the target of attack, then you can skulk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sorry.
I guess I will go to dodge,
mm-hmm.
but I will get to move myself into position so I can skulk.
Yeah, no worries.
I guess I'm going to move to where two of the Hydra agents are standing and use my superpower banging heads.
All right, fantastic. So that is a melee attack against, all right, target number is 11. 4, 5, 6, 7, unfortunately. He's up to grab one of the Hydra agents, but maybe you just, his hair's greasy. I don't know. Your hand slips out and then you're like, ew, so you don't grab the second guy.
Mm.
That was your turn.
So now I'm just standing in between two Hydra agents.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wolverine, unfortunately for you, Agent Zabit, runs toward the Captain Hydra or whatever exploding out of the tank and wrestles him to the ground.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, that means Captain Hydra ain't coming for me.
Exactly.
Fingers crossed.
Mm.
You can't quite see because you're like kind of above the lip of the hole, but Wolverine and Captain Hydra are just kind of wrestling down there. It's the agent's turn. They all act at once. There's three agents. Two of them are on either side of you, so... Oh, you have a really bad agility, douche. Okay. Can you take 12 health damage?
Jesus, yes I can.
You are shot.
Oh!
Both Hydra agents turn around and with their shield rifles fill you full of bullets.
Oh!
Agent Zamet, you're dodging, so the bullets just fly over the top of you.
just weaving, dodging. They're like, phew, look over at you. Why do you run in? Why? They've got guns.
No, do I.
You didn't use a gun?
Agent Zamet, it's your turn. There's probably a Hydra agent moving toward you.
Okay. I will unload a pistol shot at this Hydra agent.
You knock that Hydra agent doof, 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 to the ground. They slam into the snow. You don't think you've killed them, but you've completely knocked them off their feet. They're prone.
Not again. Never again. Bang, bang.
Agent Dusha?
You
try and bang heads again?
Maybe I just shoot one with my shotgun.
Okay, that's fair. That's entirely fair.
Yeah.
You don't want to get shot again.
If I get shot again and take another 12 points of damage, I am alive. Just.
Okay. You whip around, shoot one of them with your shotgun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes flying back. Maybe he goes flying back into the hole and tumbles down towards the sort of like whirling, furious battle that is Wolverine versus Agent Hydra. Maybe you like look down after where that agent fell, and you can see Wolverine is trying to keep Captain Hydra back, but Captain Hydra is like pushing past him and climbing out of the hole. He makes it. Captain Hydra climbs out of the hole. You see, he looks at you. He looks at the Hydra agents, but then he starts gunning it for your boat.
Fuck! He's quick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very quick.
Very fast.
Zamet, it's your turn.
I'm like, no. Fuck. Oh, I'm never going to make it up to Fantastic Four now.
What would you like to do?
Dude, they already hated you. Stop him.
Just think, like, oh, now I'm not going to get the brandy glass back. He's going to smash the glass and the boat. God damn it.
Stop him. Please shoot him.
Oh, this is going into my head. And then I want to, like, yeah, aim maybe at his, like, knees.
Okay, yeah, no
back
worries.
Back of his knees and take a shot.
Unfortunately, your shots go wide. They slam into the snow, kicking up powder.
How many times am I shooting in a turn?
I'm saying two.
Okay, I'm out of bullets.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe three. Maybe you're like, bang, bang, throw the gun.
No longer have a gun now, either.
Agent Dusha?
I guess
there's still one Hydra agent sort of menacing.
How far away is...
Is Captain Hydra?
Yeah.
He'd be pretty far away from your shotgun, but you could try and ram him. Ramming him is you would use all your movement this turn to reach him, and then on his turn, you would slam into him. But you got to remember, so in the Marvel Multiverse role-playing system, there are ranks, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're rank one.
Yeah.
You are possibly the lowest you could be. Yes. Captain America would be like a rank five. So
who knows what Captain Hydra is?
Whether you're going to be matched?
I just want to slow him down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I try and ram him. Yeah. I've got a knife.
You do. Are there other like agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. around?
Yes, they're probably mobilizing. You can see they're probably going and getting into their vehicles. They're getting into the snowmobiles. Mm-hmm. They're probably, some of them are getting into like gigantic sort of like mm-hmm. sort of mechs. Sci-fi mechs, yep. and guns and stuff.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, you fucking heel-toe express hoof through the snow over towards Captain Hydra's body as it rushes toward the boat. Wolverine clambers out of the pit.
Oh, Wolverine. He would have...
He's slower, right? Plus, he's got to get to the snowmobile to get to... Where are we? Because our boat's back on the ship, like the beach.
We're in the base. He's running to the exit of the base.
Yeah, he's trying to... He's fleeing.
He's got a while to get to our boat.
He does.
He's like, why not even go towards our boat? That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're praying.
Oh, yeah.
You keep saying our boat, but I believe you mean Reed's boat.
As Wolverine
comes out of the hole, you can see he's killed the agent that you kicked down there, that you shot down there. And he starts running off to Captain Hydra as well. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hydra, Captain Hydra is out of the base now. He's about maybe halfway toward the dock where your boat is. Now the last remaining Hydra agent turns around to attack you, Agent Dusha. That's a hit. Maybe as you're watching as Captain Hydra runs away being like, our fucking boat, you get shot in the back. Okay, take 12, 13, 14, 15 points of damage.
Okay, so I started with 30.
Yeah.
Yes.
I lost 5.
Yeah.
25.
Yes.
I regained 1.
Okay.
26.
Yeah.
I lost 12.
Uh-huh.
That takes it down to 14.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I just took how much damage?
That would be 15.
Okay, I'm down.
You are.
That takes me to -1.
You are considered unconscious.
Yeah.
You won't die until your negative health reaches your maximum health.
Yep. Yeah.
So you... You may be running. You don't even see this. Nobody sees this. As Agent Dusha slams into the snow at the Hydra agent's feet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Zamet, what would you like to do?
Okay, so Captain Hydra ran past me.
Yes.
Then I went to shoot him.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You didn't run past him. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, I've now got either a gun with no bullets, uh-huh. or like you suggested, threw my gun at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which... I guess in frustration, I probably would have.
Bang, bang.
And then JD tried to...
You probably, sorry, I thought you were running after Agent Hydra, Captain Hydra, that's true. You probably would have heard his death screams. So you would whip around. You can see that there is a Hydra agent who has just finished shooting Joel Dusha to death.
Okay.
And there's Captain Hydra running for your boat. But Wolverine is also running after Captain Hydra.
So Wolverine...
Benny Hill with guns.
So Wolverine is behind me.
Yes.
Is it who's in my earshot?
Probably a bunch of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that are probably getting into Max.
Okay.
Wolverine would be within your earshot.
That Hydra agent.
Yeah.
He's fucked?
The one you're fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty fucked. He's on the ground. He hasn't gotten up.
Oh, but, no, as in like the one that just shot JD.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, but like as in there's other agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. around.
Yes, yeah.
Like...
But they're pretty busy.
Okay, look, your plan here is a bad one. Mm-hmm. There is one guy you're going to try and side with versus an army.
Why is only to shoot me?
What do you think's gonna happen?
I can make a check for you to
be
able to.
If I was to be like,
all right, we'll make that a logic check for you.
Well, what happened? Well, I think this is gonna end bad because I just want to lie my way through this so that he can maybe chase after Captain Hydra and I can help my boss/coworker.
You're just not sure. You're just not sure what he'll do.
Okay, I want to maybe.
This is a big swing because it could work or it could be death by firing squad.
It could be either way. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to maybe. I will go towards my. Boss co-worker, our relationship is unclear. Go after him and just...
After the Fantastic Four incident, our relationship's very unclear.
Hey, we're in love. It's fine. My boss co-worker, lover.
Lover? It's unclear.
Who knows? And then look at the agent of Hydra and just kind of be like, with my eyes, kind of gesture towards Captain Hydra and then be like, hail Hydra.
Okay, we'll make that a ego check. 6, 7, 8.
I might. Hey, that
karma thing. Okay. Well,
What if we re-rolled that bad boy?
It was the same.
God damn it! I needed this one to work.
You're like hail Hydra, hail Satan. Anything's gonna work?
Hail Hydra! I said,
S.H.I.E.L.D. agent scum.
I want to lift up. Okay,
unfortunately your turn.
Okay, I'm thinking, where can my
agent Dusha? You are gorgeous.
Yep. Wait,
so you're not completely out. You're just sort of like recovering on the ground. Yeah,
yeah, but okay. Just the way that the damage works, so I'm on negative one.
Within an hour, you'll be back on one. Or you can use Zamet could try and fix you.
Yeah.
Or you could use your karma to go back to full health.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Maybe in the past, you've done something, you know, you've done something good, karmically good, and you feel yourself getting healthier as you lie there in the snow recovering. I'll say you're no longer unconscious, but that's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You watch as from your prone position in the snow, you watch Wolverine chasing after Captain Hydra. You probably also hear the sound of a boat starting. Now it's the Hydra agent's turn.
That Zama just tried to lie to.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
And that is a hit.
He's attacking me? Can I show you reactions?
Yes.
Can I skulk behind Joel Dusha?
You can.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me just double check how that works, but I'm fairly sure that's fine. Yep, all right, well, Joel Dusha,
the hell is going on?
You're like prone on the ground, right? And you see Agent Zamet get down, and you're like, he's going to lift me up. He grabs you under his arms and maybe brings you on top of him. Doof, doof, doof. You, once again, are riddled full of bullets. You take 8 damage.
Oh, that's just over half health. Oh, I'm so sick of getting shot.
Agent Zamet, it's your turn.
I'm like, no. I want to then, like, pull down my derps.
Okay.
To reveal a little bit of a Hydra tattoo.
Okay.
That I want to say has been semi-lasered off, but maybe not too much because it hurt and I stopped. On my right buttocks.
So a very funny thing. You're under Joel Dusha. You flip around on top of Joel Dusha and pull your pants down.
See, it's fine. It's good even.
The Hydra agent, there's like a pregnant pause where you're like, is he going to shoot us again?
He's good, see?
And he says, Hail Hydra. And he runs off to Captain Hydra.
Oh, okay.
I would say you're out of combat.
Okay. And now I want to stabilize my good friend who I assume is still unconscious.
Okay. Well, he's... All right.
Okay, all right. Now you've been shot. Oh, you're awake.
I say you can get 6 health back as Zamet does his best to provide you with first aid.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're still, your front is just like bandage, bandage, because you've been shot so much.
So you were unconscious for that, a lot of that, right?
No.
No?
No, I was conscious for all of that.
You probably would have, there were probably bullets, you would have heard some, what? Just... You're good looking, good buddy.
You're a good looking guy.
You're looking real good.
Shut up. We gotta go get back to Wolverine and we'll deal with your mess later.
My mess? There's no mess here.
You leave the base and arrive at the shore. There's like just the whole shore is lined with shield agents in like max tanks. You can see the slowly disappearing blue light of the Fantastic boat.
Where's Wolverine?
Wolverine's standing on the edge too. Just missed him, he says.
Where, did anyone go to like a sniper?
Does anyone know what is going on with him? Like, what's Captain Hydra? Is it Captain Hydra? What's their plan?
Where's another Hydra agent?
The other Hydra agent?
Oh, yeah, the one that ran after. Yeah. The one that Zamet exposed.
You can probably see he's been captured.
Okay, cool.
He's pointing at you.
I just, like, shrug.
I'll make that an ego check.
Should probably interrogate him, huh?
Oh, Zamet.
It's so funny. At the start of the game, our roles were flawless, and now just anything. We're getting fucked by
The other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, maybe Agent Dog comes over to you and he's like, I'm going to let you know, Agent Zamet, he's fingered you for a Hydra agent. He says you have a tattoo on your ass?
Yeah, like, you know, it's in my file.
We'll check that. Stay here. I'm going to make you both make a vigilance check. Okay, you see they go over to a tent, Agent Dog and a couple of other agents. You can also see there is an unattended snowmobile nearby. In the tent, they start pointing at you.
Like, it is in my file, but under a couple of layers of, like, because it was from, I thought it was actually Nick Fury, but it was, like, a life model decoy that got me out, and I
just
was really
think
engraved
that
to him.
You
but
voicing that you are Hydra,
was,
Hydra,
was.
is really going to make them second guess whether or not you're reformed.
I didn't want to get shot. You want to get shot again? It was a good? That's what I mean.
I wouldn't have been shot that last time if it wasn't for my colleague slash employee.
What are you talking about?
I was
Wolverine
awake.
Is already on the snowmobile.
They got you. He was. I don't want.
Bob, they're going to fucking kill you. We got to go.
I'm like, I don't know what. Like,
Say, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
As I'm backing away, I don't know why they would.
I think they saw you climb under your friend and get riddled with bullets.
I mean, look, you can heal as we're climbing. You can heal, man. I can't. I don't want to get shot.
Can he?
Better than me. He's standing, isn't he?
You peel out on the snowmobile toward the Arctic Circle.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.